It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
90 Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEP. 90 Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Well, good evening and welcome to Des Moines, Iowa, where tonight here on Kent Radio on a Friday night it's college basketball as we are in the semifinal round of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament as the Benedictine Lady Ravens are being hosted by Grandview University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering, back in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside in Sison Arena. And the crowd, I'm going to be right candid with you. Probably not as big as I thought it might be. Maybe it's a little early. Maybe they're still meandering in here tonight. And we're going to hope that that they continue to turn out, because this is usually just a great, great venue with a great, great crowd. I hope clapping you here going on in the background. Many Raven faithful have traveled to Des Moines tonight, and they are introducing the Lady Raven starters first right now. And as they're doing that for the crowd, allow me to do that for you. First of all, let's do it for Grandview. Grandview is going to be coming into the game today 23-6 under first season head coach Jasmine Storr. They are the number 2 seed in the conference tournament. And they are going to be starting Ellie Ringsdorf. She's a 5'6" junior out of Red Oak, Iowa. Cleo Murray from Ankeny. She is 5'8" and a junior. Another junior, Johnson, Iowa native, 5'6", Anna Goslinger. Ella Larson's a senior from Fonda, Iowa, at 5'10" tall. And in the middle, the freshman at 5'9" from Altoona, Eva Solseth. So for Grandview, it will be Ringsdorf, Murray, Gosling, Larson, Solseth. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom. Benedictine comes into the game at 22-7. And they're going to be starting with all seniors, of course, as they have through the course of the season, with Goddard, Kansas Stadium. Kennedy Nicholson out of Eisenhower High School. From Beloit, it's Lauren Dubert. Josie Weiser out of Nortonville in Jefferson County North. You'll have Jennifer Jacobs of Wichita. Cape of Mount Carmel grad. And Nicole Stork earns a start tonight. And Nicole will not be a senior. Nicole, a sophomore in the program. And right down the road is her home in Adel, Iowa. the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Awards were released today, and as you expect, Mid-America took the lion's share of them. But for Grandview, on the first team, they placed Ella Larson and Anna Gosling and Cleo Murray. For the Lady Ravens, first teamers are Lauren Dubert and Josie Weiser. Also, by the way, just as an aside, the player of the year in the conference is Ella Larson. So the senior from Fonda, Iowa, has led her team, and she won, I think it's the crowning award, as she is the conference POY. Grandview coming up the sideline in the home whites with red and black. Benedictine to the traveling black with red and white. We are set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Lady Raven basketball here on CARE Radio. 22-7 Benedictine, 23-6 Grandview. Last time these two teams met up here a couple of weeks ago, it was an overtime win for the Lady Ravens. See if this gem continues to hold some Benedictine magic as the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Grandview. And with the basketball, we are underway. Anna Gosling will swing it over to the right side, gets it over to Cleo. Murray long cross court, left side, Solstice. The freshman starts to drive in, or bounce pass left wing, now into the corner. Baseline three, new. Rebounding it down is Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy will race it up the right side. She's got a big brace bandage looking business on the left leg knee area. Here's Josie, the long three. Nope. Rebounding it down. Grandview. So each team, one possession, one long three, no points yet. Here's a driving shot and the left-handed layup up and good. So the bucket is good for Ella Larson. And Grandview has broken out on top 2-0. We are a minute into the opening quarter. Benedictine going the other way. Beautiful pass from Jacobs to Dubert for two. Lauren Dubert ties the game. We are 8:50 to go in the first. Baseline three, in out, no, off the rim twice, and rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it'll be over the back, but no foul called on Ringsdorf. They're going to say it is out of bounds off her, and we'll come back in again to Benedictine. Now, the Ringsdorf is a fifth season. We'll call her fifth season senior. And as hard as that is to say, here's a feed coming into the middle. It's a backdoor to Stork. Puts it on the floor. Turns it for some reason. Didn't go straight up. Spun. Shoots. Misses. Here comes Grandview. Little cross court over to the left side. It'll be Solstice with it. Back off on top. Larson drives to the free throw line. Nothing doing. Kicks it right into the corner. Three-pointer left side. No. No one hitting a long shot in the early part of the ball game. Jacobs rebounds, outlet Josie, backs into the lane, falling away, off balance, and in, Josie Weiser for her first bucket. Benedictine goes up at 4-2. 2 minutes gone. You get the feeling that this game is going to be the up-and-down game, the high-intensity, the playoff. It is a playoff, but it's got that real playoff feel to it. Every possession feels like it's crucial, and now with a step to the inside, a foul is going to be called on Stork. It'll be her first. It'll be the first foul by either team, coming at 7:44 to go in quarter number one. The ball's going to be put in play for Grandview down at the baseline. They'll bring it into the free throw line, stepping inside, 12-footer, easy doing. Quick shot for Anna Gosling, and she will tie the game now at 4. 4-4 ball game with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Josie. She'll take it to the free throw. I know pass is a little battered away, but she's able to recover it. Comes it over to Dubert. Running shot off the window and good for Lauren. 6-4 Lady Ravens. 7:17 to go. First quarter. Right now we're seeing a lot of running, a lot of fast basketball. Here's a pass into the middle. It's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. Sliding across. It's going to be picked up and stolen. Here comes Kanan. Up the right side, it's going to be Weiser. Josie, another huge three. No. Pulled back down by Grandview. Josie's taking two very, very long three-point shots, neither of which have fallen. And here comes Grandview from 13. Got it. Draining it from 13 straight away. Gosling for two more. tied again at 6. No team has led by more than 2 points yet this evening. Little skip pass into the middle is going to be kicked out of bounds by Ringsdorf. Benedictine will have it in at the baseline, and we'll get our first substitution of the game. Entering the ball game is going to come Claire Galbraith. Claire is a 5'7" freshman from Jeff City, Missouri. Ravens are going to bring it in. Left side, Nicholson. Kennedy plays off the screen, drives right, draws two defenders, lobs it out on top to Josie. Speed turnaround shot is going to be up. Good! Jacobs for two. J.J. picking up her first bucket of the game, and the Ravens back up again, now 8-6. 6:15 to go in the first. With the ball, kind of funny, Gosling directs little traffic with a thumb like she's hitching a ride, says, get in there. Here's a shot from the outside, and there's the first three of the game, and it belongs to Grandview. Cleo Murray. 6 minutes to go in the first. Grandview leads at 9-8. Underneath Jacobs, no. Follows, yeah, got her own board to put it back in. Benedictson back in front at 10-9. Quite a lot of scoring in the early going. And again, very up-tempo basketball. The drive left. In through two defenders. The ball's going to be dislodged and knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Cleo Murray. And for Benedictine, their initial substitution of the game. Lady Ravens are going to bring Michaela Bauman in. And just looking out on the floor, we're going to get Ella Larson back in for Grandview. Lady Vikings with a basketball. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a slim 10-9 lead. Around the ball on the left side is going to be Gosling. Dumps it over to the top side. Murray feeds to the free throw line. Heels to the back. Turns around. 15-footer. Got it. Ella Larson with two more. She's got four. And it is 11-10 Grandview. Still no team is led by more than two. Way out on top, Michaela Bauman will kick it over to the right side. They'll skip past to Kennedy. She's in front of the Grandview bench. Now the feed into Jacobs, and reaching for the ball and smaller than Jacobs. The foul is going to be called on Salsett. The freshman picking up her first and Grandview's first foul here this afternoon. Ravens put the ball in play. Back over to the left side. Dubert backs in. It's going to be lost out of her hands. And Grandview thought it was off Dubert, but the official right on the baseline immediately says no. And Benedictine is going to make an interesting change. As Jacobs out of the ball game and coming back, or coming in for the first time for BC, is going to be Riley Rottinghouse. Inbound it comes, Michaela. Bauman over to Lauren. Dubert, she'll go three. Gets it! The first three of the game for Benedictine belongs to Dubert. She's got 7 of Benedictine's 13 points. Lady Ravens are back up a pair with 4.5 to go in the first. Right side is going to be Galbraith. Swings it down low. Salseth. BC's player defense doing a really nice job. Feed left. Galbraith 3. Bingo. From deep on the outside, Claire Galbraith for 3. It is 14-13, Grandview by 1. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. These teams are playing very, very well. Baseline 3 for the Ravens won't go down. Galbraith coming up with a rebound and coming up the floor with it herself. Inside 4 to go, first quarter. Grandview's hitting 67% of their shots. Benedictine hitting 55% of theirs. Here's another 3 for Grandview. Way off. Rebound. Pulled down long. Here comes Dubert. Lauren brings it down, skips it into the middle, and trying to get it into her longtime teammate, Riley Rottinghouse, is fouled. So Rottinghouse is the intended recipient of the pass. Anna Gosling will foul her, and Benedictine will make a trio of substitutions. Let's see who's out there now. We're going to get Riley Wade into the game. Now, if player falls to the floor, the shot is up. Josie for 3. Ravens go up 16-14. 3.5 to go in quarter number 1. These are just two big-time sluggers, toe-to-toe. They're punching it out. Here's a three on the other end. No. Rebound, Brueggemann. Riley Brueggemann into the ballgame for BC. Comes up with it immediately with the rebound. Skip pass left side. Rottinghouse left-handed hook shot. Yes. Rottinghouse for two. 18-14. Largest lead of the game by either team. Belongs to the Lady Ravens. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Quickly back down, into the lane, twisting, turning, can't get a shot away. Brings it back on the top and throws the ball away. A little frustration pass by Anna Gosling. Benedictine will have it up the floor with 2:57 to go in the opening quarter, leading it by four. For Benedictine, it'll be Riley Brueggemann, Josie Weiser, Michaela Bauman, Riley Wade, Riley Watt, Rottinghouse. So, I've been kidding coach all season about this, and here's Brueggemann, doesn't get the shot to fall. Have we yet seen the triple Riley offense? We're seeing it right now. And now Brueggemann comes in, steals the ball. A defender fouls her in the backcourt. Brueggemann's got that kind of a bulldog attitude. You get her after that basketball, there's just not much back away in her. She gets her mind made up. I think she's, whatever it is, she's probably going to try to do it. And now Josie mishandles the ball, and Benedictine is going to turn it over. A break for Grandview as the Ravens with a four-point lead have possession of the basketball. Now it'll be back to the Lady Vikings. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first quarter. Cleo Murray will walk into the forecourt in front of the scorer's table. Dubert is at the scorer's table, ready to check back in. Here's Galbraith. She'll go for another three. That one is in and out. No offensive rebound. Going to be driven back out on top by Gosling. Kicks it over. Runner tripped, falling to the floor, and a foul on a Benedictine player. Let's see who they say is in the way. The foul is going to be on Josie. It'll be her first. Benedictine team foul two, coming at 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. Bauman checks out. Rottinghouse checks out. First of two free throws, it's up and in. And Ella Larson has her fifth point already. Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs come back in. Larson's going to hit them both. 18-16 Benedictine. Women's college basketball in the postseason conference tournament here in Des Moines, Iowa. We are glad to have you with us here on CARE Radio. Joseph at the studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside. Josie Weiser with the basketball over in front of the Grandview bench. It'll come out on top. Now to feed back door. Josie up at two more. Brueggemann with another assist. Weiser has seven. Dubert has seven. Benedictine leads it 20-16. 1:55 on the clock. Neither of these teams has done anything out of character. These are exactly the things I think that everyone would have expected to have seen, at least at this juncture of the ball game. Driving around to the left side is going to be Mutterman. She's a new entry to the game from Lansing, Iowa. Here's the kick on top. Gosling all alone. Three, no. And it's out of bounds, and it's going to be Raven basketball. Brueggemann, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, and Jacobs for Benedictine. Mutterman, Murray, Galbraith, Gosling, and Larson out of the court for Grandview and Coach Jasmine Store. Ravens will have it in play for the backcourt, and here comes Brueggemann. Minute 25, 24, running along for the end of the opening quarter. These teams have been going at just a breakneck pace. Head on top. JJ thought about a three, and it says, nah, probably no. Brueggemann back over to the right wing with it, steps inside the circle, and we get an offensive foul on Jacobs. She knew it. Jacobs will pick up her first foul, and the Ravens third, and it costs Benedictine a possession. Wade coming back out of the game, Stork back in. Raven fans, you look across here, it's continued to fill in, and they are really here today, and they have turned out really, really well. Gosling with a basketball. Walks it over to the left side. Cuts back to the right. Keeps the dribble alive. A little look-away pass back over to Ella Larson. Out on top to Gosling. The shot. Yeah, Gosling for three. Seven for Gosling. She leads her team in scoring, and the Benedictine lead is trimmed to one. It's 20-19, 40 seconds left in the opening quarter. Working left, Duber. Picked up on a double team. In some trouble. Needs some help. Lobs it to Josie. 10 on the shot clock. Jacobs turns. Gets run into. Gets fouled. What had happened was trying to come over and help was Cleo Murray. But Cleo didn't get there in time. Cleo came to the party a little bit late. And already Jacobs had turned and was going up with the shot when Cleo spun back into the middle and ultimately collides with her. For Murray, it is going to be foul number one, and the first free throw for Jennifer Jacobs is good. One more shot for Jennifer. It is perfect. 22-19, Lady Ravens. Shot clock's off. 20 seconds left, opening quarter. These teams have played this thing close. Back over to the left side, Salsa. 7 on the shot clock. Salsa's baseline. Hugs the ball like a football, and it misses. Rebound Josie with 2, with 1. It's half court. Not going to go in. We got a timeout on the court. The opening quarter of this tournament game in the books. After 1 in Des Moines. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 22, Grandview 19.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
After one quarter of play, the Lady Ravens shooting really well. They're up to 9-15 shooting in the opening quarter, a 60% clip, including 2-5 from 3, and perfect at the free throw line. Grandview not far different, 7-15. They are at 47%, 3-10 from outside, and 2-2 also at the free throw line. Turnovers not a big deal, 3-2. Rebounds dead even, 6-6. Assists, 6-7. This game is as close in the statistic sheet as it is on the scoreboard, and as you knew in your heart it was going to be coming in here today. The two teams played twice, home and home this season. Each team has won on its opponent's court. And Benedictine will have the ball in play to begin the second quarter, and we are back underway. The backdoor pass underneath. The shot is up a good start for 2. Nicole with her first bucket of the game. 24-19. Now the Ravens with their largest lead. The largest lead by either team. It is 5. 9.5 to play in the first half. Little runners are going to roll. No. Nice rebound underneath for Grandview. Pulled down by Ella Larson. They'll go to Cleo. Murray works toward the top. Back again to Ella. Shot clock at 9. At 8, you hear the crowd kind of counting it down. Into the corner. The uncontested 3. Off the mark. Rebound, Brueggemann. Here she comes down the left side. Alternating hands with the dribble. Skating down the floor. Lobs it down low. And it's going to get away from Stork and go out of bounds. So Benedictine unable to capitalize on that fast break opportunity and hoping to expand on what is now a 5-point lead. 9:20 to go in the half. Here comes Grandview. Gosling will patiently walk it up the floor, gets it across midcourt, directs a little traffic, and then swings it over to the left side. They'll reverse it back to the right. Ringsdorf now to the free throw line to Salsit. Back and in, off the block. Josie cuts her off there. Back out topside. They'll have to go to Murray. Again, the shot clock at single digits. As the turnaround is off the mark. Rebound, Benedictine. Another Brueggemann rebound. Here she comes. Ryder Brueggemann will start into the lane, back away, pulls up 17, nails it. That's a tough shot, and Brueggemann is able to knock it down, getting her first points of the evening. It is now 26-19. Benedictine by 7. 8:20 to go in the half. Cutting across the baseline, the ball is going to be stripped away by Kennedy, and it will go out of bounds off her. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Tubert, Weiser, and Stork. The Benedictine 5, and right now, there is no happiness for Coach Storrs. She's going to find a five that suits her. So she goes right back to the bench and is going to make a couple of substitutions here. We're not 2 minutes into the second quarter. Inbound is going to come out on top, Anna Gosling. They brought Claire Galbraith back in. She's been their perimeter shooting threat. The pass down low, slapped away by Brueggemann. Galbraith is going to put it in play. Now they're going to get Ella Larson to do that. Nine on the shot clock. Grandview comes topside. Gosling dribbles away. Now starts to step in. Gets inside Nicholson, and Nicholson is going to be called for a kind of a bump, a contact foul. It'll be Kennedy's first. It'll be the first second quarter foul by either team, and the shot clock goes back to 20. Grandview will be putting in play right here in front of us, and by in front, I mean down at the base of the bleachers. Out on top, Larson. She wanted the three and then pulls it down. Wants it again and doesn't take the shot. Backs away, kicks it into the corner. She'll take it, won't hit it. Long shot by Brianna Fields, who's just come into the game. Brianna is a junior from Creston, Iowa. Here comes Benedictson. Josie just squares up off the window. Good night. Josie Weiser. She just had way too much on that. You could see it was long shot. It hits the top of the square, caroms directly to the bottom of the net, and that is enough for Coach Storrs. We're getting a timeout taken by the Lady Vikings. We'll enjoy it. It's 7:35 to go in the opening half. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 29, Grandview 19.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benedictine, the second quarter, three-pointer by Josie, 2 points for Nicole Stork, two for Riley Brueggemann. In the second quarter for Grandview, nothing. And here they come out of the timeout. They'll throw it down to the baseline and throw it away. Great defensive pressure by Benedictine has been the earmark of how this game has gone. And Weiser's going to do the inbound work, and once again, you're going to get Coach Stork right out of that timeout moments ago, going again to the bench. She's going to get Ellie Ringsdorf back in, bring Cleo Murray back in. And right now the Ravens have Grandview a little bit on their heels, but you have got to understand, you've got to keep the foot on the throttle against this very good team. House comes on top. Here's a three. No. Long rebound. Cleared down by Ringsdorf. Here comes Grandview. You're not going to hold Grandview scoreless all quarter. The Ravens need to take advantage of every moment you can keep them off the board. 7 minutes of play in the first half. 29-19, Benedictine in front. Run to the left side is going to be Ringsdorf. Stop to the left side of the extended free throw line. Back out of top, it's going to come to Gosling. Her runner's up and knocks it down. That was a nice little floating shot off the right side. Anna Gosling leads her team with nine. 29-21. 6:40 to go. First half. Here comes Brueggemann. Kind of bending a little at the waist as she dribbles up the floor this time. The lob underneath. The shot Stork. Give her two and a beautiful assist by Dubert. Nicole Stork with four. 31-21 at 6:21 in the half. Ringsdorf will bring it up. She has no points yet in the game. Kemps it over to Cleo Murray. Anna Gosling has been shouldering the load for this team offensively. She's got nine of her team's 21. Back off on top. Shot clock again already into single digits. The Raven defense has been just spectacular. Nearly stripped away. The shot goes up, and we will have a Benedictine foul. You can hear the howls from the Raven fans across the way. Not liking that call. So the foul is going to be on Riley Brueggemann. It'll be her first team foul, too. And two free throws coming up for Grandview and Cleo Murray. Cleo's first one right there. Neither team has missed a free throw tonight. Murray eyes up the second one and rattles it around, and it goes in. Murray out of Ankeny, Iowa, transferred in out of Missouri Western. It is 31-23, Lady Ravens. 5:45 to go. BC back door again. Dubert can't get the shot away. Comes out on top. Stork will go three. Doesn't get it. And the rebound once again comes down to Ringsdorf. Yeah, the Ringsdorf for someone her height, which is 5'6", gets a lot of rebounds. Here's Larson, right side, three-pointer, no rebound, slapped around, Bonnie's on the floor, it's going to be taken back and stolen by the Ravens. Stork coming up with a basketball, and here's Josie, gets it to Lauren. Ravens are back on offense. 5 minutes to go in the half. They'll get it to Jacobs, she gets pushed and bumped, no foul call. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three. Dubert. It is now 34-23. You can feel a little tension in the gym. Grandview fans getting a little antsy. 4:40 to go. There's so much basketball left. We're still in the first half. Little hook pass over to the left side of Ringsdorf. He'll travel with it. Ringsdorf thought about taking a shot. She's right up in front of the Raven bench. Started to square up and then said, you know, I think I can drive around the defender. And so then she pulls the ball back down, and at that point she's already moved, and the Ravens are going to have it back. 4:36 to go. And still the revolving door of substitutions for Grandview continues. Benedictin and Dubert up court. Lauren goes left, feeds to Jacobs. She steps inside her defender, has a shot blocked from behind and knocked out of bounds. And having just come into the ballgame for the first time, the biggest player on the Grandview rosters, I think, is Abigail Jones. She's a 6'1" junior from Waukee. She's out of William Jewell. Ravens bring it into Josie. Out on top, Nicole. Around to Jennifer. Back to Kennedy. Topside, Lauren. They leave her alone again, and she'll hit another three. They back off Dubert. She picks up her 13th point. It is now 37-23. 4 minutes to go. Opening half. BC fans in it. They're on their feet. Here's a three. Oh, that was a huge one for Grandview. And Anna Gosley put a little water on that fire. 37-26. 3:50 to go in the half. Dubert over to Stork, right side. Grandview is playing that in-your-hip pocket kind of defense. Underneath the Stork, she goes up. Can't get it to fall, but got fouled. Would have loved to have had an opportunity at a conventional three, but she's going to come to the line with a couple of free throws anyway. And more deeply into the bench goes Coach Storr. Now we're going to get, for the first time, Katie Fogarty, the 5'10" senior from Bondurant, Iowa. She transferred in out of Briarcliff. Free throw? No. In and out. Stork with one more shot. We've got 3:39 to go in the first half. Women's college basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Second shot, yep. 38-26, Lady Ravens by a dozen. Benedictine is going to take Stork out for a little bit. Riley Wade back into the game. 3.5 to play here in the first half. Cleo Murray, a little give and go, and they tried to get it to Fogarty, who had just come into the game. She is reasonably tall. Katie is, again, at 5'10". She is not the most fleet player on the floor, and that lead pass was just well beyond her ability to get to. Here's Benedictine, right side. Wade kicks it over to the edge. Driving back in is Dubert. Goes in, goes up. Two more for Lauren Dubert. She's showing everybody why she's a first-team all-conference player. 40-26, Lady Ravens. 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Back over to the right side. Tiger team with the ball. Kicks it out on top to Abigail Jones. We've only got 2 of the starters out there right now. 4. Grandview is coach is trying to find that magic combination. Here's a 3 left side. That is barely going to draw iron, and the ball's on the floor. And somehow, Riley Wade's looking around. It's slammed by her foot. She can't see the basketball. A Grandview player jumps on it, covers it up. Jump ball gets called. It's going to belong to Grandview. Wade missing an opportunity at an easy, unchallenged rebound. Couldn't come up with it. And we're going to get Nicholson rotating out. And back into the game is going to be Brueggemann. Kennedy Nicholson continues to look for her first point of the evening. With 2:39 to go in the opening half, Grandview hands it in, 19 on the shot clock. They'll look it in, brings it out just above the free throw line. Backing away with it is going to be Fogarty. Swings it over to Galbraith. Now it's there on the right side, getting inside the defender. The shot is going to be partially deflected by Jonesy. It's on the floor. It's going to be saved underneath Brueggemann. Here comes Benedictin. Brueggemann's going to outlet. Jonesy down the right side. Stops, pops. It's a runner way off the mark. Too high, too far, too long, too wide. And it'll go out of bounds. Vikings have it back. But when Jonesy's feeling those shots, and she has been tonight, she's been hitting them. She's got 10 already this evening. We're still 2:15 to play in the first half. Double up court pass stolen. Brueggemann with the steal. Goes baseline. A frustrated defender tries to cut her off, and Fogarty will commit a foul. Katie will pick up her first foul of the ball game. That was just heads up, not relenting on the defensive side, not just going down the court and saying, okay, they're going to get it up the floor. Brueggemann stuck with it. She knew where that ball was coming. She stepped into the passing lane, stole it away, and that moment of frustration by Fogarty, she commits a foul, and she finds herself a chair right back on the bench as coach takes her back out. Now we got the official coming over to the scorer's table, and not sure what he's looking for a clarification. Is it going to be a shot clock issue? Shouldn't be. It's a 30-209 on the scoreboard clock. Whatever it is, they seem to be satisfied with it. Nobody committing a lot of fouls. 2 team fouls each on these clubs with 209 to go in the half. Looking to bring it in. Brueggemann will get it right side. Dubert across. Dishes it over and travel. Like any good fan does, the Grandview fans are doing their utmost to help these officials do a nice job tonight. They were calling for a traveling violation also. I love good fans that like to get into the game. That makes it fun. Here's a pass underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. That is the first time we've heard anything from Brianna Fields. It'll be her first point of the game. 40-28, Benedictine. A minute 40 to go in the half. Dubert from the baseline. Give her 2 more. Question's not, is Benedictine going to be leading at halftime? It's only by how much? 42-28 for the second time. They lead by 14. Abigail Jones probably not going to take that 3-point shot. Jacob steps out, defends her. They'll go off the left block all the way down to the baseline. Now trying to back in. A behind-the-head, wildly thrown shot that had not a very good chance of going in with Seth Salem. The Ravens coming up with a rebound. Brueggemann will go all the way to the baseline, tries to drive back into the middle. Ball's going to be slapped out of her hands. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be off Cleo Murray. Ravens have it in at the baseline with 1:05 to go in the half and 21 on the shot clock. 42-28, Lady Ravens in front on the road. That's a lot of prepositions. Riley Wade will take the inbound pass to Dubert. Brueggemann, she's alone. It's a 3. It is good. Brueggemann. Now 45-28, Lady Ravens. In the last minute of the half, left side Jones. Hook pass underneath. Driving in. Open shot, but Murray passes on it. Comes out on top to Galbraith. Right side field. You can see Grandview questioning themselves a little bit now. Not taking shots they would have taken earlier. And then there's a charge. What a great defensive play by Benedictine. Cleo Murray charges. The body language is noticeable. The throwback of the head, the roll of the eyes, the look at the ceiling, and now the subsequent. Well, you need to come out of the game, and Coach Storr will take Cleo Murray off the floor with 31 seconds to go in the half. So shot clock and game clock are separated by 1 second. As Riley Bergman will bring it into the forecourt, alternating hands with the dribble just across the timeline. Sprint it out. Here's Josie back over to Kennedy. Gets it out on top to Wade. Skip pass right side. Jacobs out on top. Wade. Josie. Little scoop pass underneath. JJ rotates left-handed shot. And the color, I think there must have been a traveler. So the Ravens are going to give it back. And with 8 seconds, Grandview has an opportunity to get this thing a little closer. They fly up the floor, driving the length of the court, coast to coast, all alone. Nobody steps in front of Modelman. What a job. And the Ravens give up an easy two, but they end a fantastic first half and head for the locker room. We'll be back to summarize it for you. It's halftime in Des Moines after two quarters. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 45, Grandview 30.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
To 30. That's the Benedictine Lady Raven lead here at halftime in Des Moines, Iowa. In round two of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament. Both teams have headed to the locker rooms, and while they're taking a little breather, let's take a moment and kind of recap how this first half has come together. First of all, a little scoring recap. For Grandview, Anna Gosling is, we've talked about it during the course of the game, and I'll reiterate it right now. She is doing everything she possibly can, putting this team on her shoulders, trying to carry them through this game. She's got 12 points on 5 of 8 shooting, including 2 of 4 from 3-point range. She's got a couple of rebounds. Ella Larson, she's your conference player of the year, 6 points. They came in the opening quarter, did not score in the second quarter. Cleo Murray has 5. Claire Galbraith came into the game and hit a 3-point shot. Reagan Mutterman with 2. Brianna Fields with 2. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, you talk about stepping up and doing senior things. Well, Lauren Dubert, how about this? 17 points at halftime. And you say, that is a lot. And I'm like, not only is it a lot, but how do you get 17 points in only a half a game? Well, you shoot pretty well. Matter of fact, in Lauren's case, you shoot, I would say, really well. Lauren is 7 of 7, 3 of 3 from 3-point range. She's got a couple of rebounds. She's got 3 assists. She's got no fouls. Lauren Dubert having a spectacular outing here in the first half. Josie Weiser also in double figures with 10. She's 4 of 7. Jennifer Jacobs has 6. They're 5 apiece. Riley Brueggemann and Nicole Stork. Riley Rottinghouse with the other 2 points for Benedictine. So let's see how those numbers kind of add up and shake out. Grandview is 11 of 27, 40% from the floor. Benedictine, I think Butch would take this, 18 of 27, 67% from the floor. From 3-point range, Grandview is 4 of 15, Benedictine, 6 of 12, 50% from three-point range. And at the free throw line, both teams are incredible. Grandview, 4 of 4, Benedictine, 3 out of 4. The Raven defense has been phenomenal. We've been talking about it all game. I think we're going to be talking about it all the second half as well. They have forced Grandview into 9 first-half turnovers. Ravens have out-rebounded Grandview by a slim margin. And Ravens with 10 defensive boards. Benedictine has shared the ball. They've moved the ball briskly. They have moved it with just so much accuracy. They've moved it with an intensity. They have got 14 first-half assists. Grandview has 8. Ravens also have come up with 4 steals. Grandview with none. No team is in any kind of foul trouble, okay? For Grandview, I don't think there's a player with more than one foul. For Benedictine, there's not a player with more than one foul. So fouls and player participation in the second half doesn't look like it's going to be any kind of an issue. For Benedictine, the question, the only question that I could see right now is, you are playing really, really well. Can you possibly keep up this fantastic pace in the second half? Well, time will tell, and we're going to be back, and we're going to find out. Second half coming up live here on KIT Radio. But right now, it's intermission in Des Moines with your halftime score. Lady Ravens 45, Grandview 30. We're going to kick it back to our man Joseph in that KIT Radio Sports Studio. He's got a playoff halftime.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games, at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Right now, the KIT Radio sports schedule is kind of up in the air. There's a lot of moving parts that will be decided over the next 24, 48, 72 hours that we'll know a lot more about and be able to give you a complete schedule coming up on Monday morning's sportscast from Brandon Tadman. Coming up immediately after this game tonight, about 8 p.m. or so, we will be having the scoreboard show. So tune in right here to Hot Country 93.7. Well, we'll go over the local scores as we have them in this exciting and dynamic time of the year. I'll be back in just a moment.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty 4-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
looking for the ultimate night out, head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Naughty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEP. Naughty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the area in high school sports, the Sabetha versus Osawatomie boys sub-state is just now beginning, so the score is still 0-0 in that game. At the third, with approximately 3 minutes and 40 seconds left, the Osage City Indians are leading the Hiawatha Redhawks, the boys basketball team, by 47-33 right now. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Lady Ravens up by 15 points, sitting at 45-30 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hotspot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A red flag warning remains in effect. Lows level off around 30 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 45 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. 26 tomorrow night, clear skies. Highs around 58 Sunday under partly cloudy skies. 61 Monday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I know that I got one of those red flag warnings, burn ban warnings on my phone today. Currently, right now, we're sitting at 53 degrees in clear conditions here in downtown Atchison. It feels like 50 out there with the winds out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 35%. The dew point, 26 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.91 inches of mercury. We'll be going back to Tom Kaut courtside in just a couple of moments.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Science Center here on the Grandview University campus, where we're set to go to the second half of this NAIA, Heart of a Break Athletic Conference, Women's Conference Tournament Championship, kind of a playoff game. This is the semifinal round, Benedictine at Grandview, and we are just back underway in quarter number three. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph and the Care Studios taking care of us at halftime. Both teams have come out with their original starting fives to begin the second half, and the Lady Ravens are going to have the ball. They'll go over to Jennifer Jacobs, down to the right block, puts it back out on top to Dubert. Lauren, shot clock at 7. Lauren feeds to Jacobs, feeds it into the corner, turned it over. Thought she was going to take the shot. She thought she was going to take the shot, and in the process, she, in that moment of hesitation, turns it over. And here comes Grandview. For Grandview, it is imperative to start cutting into that lead sooner than later. Ravens up by 15, led by 17. Driving into the middle of the lane, and the ball is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Dubert. Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, Nicole Stork, the Benedictine Five out there for Grandview. It'll be Ella Solstice, Ella Larson, Anna Gosling, Leo Murray, Ella Ringsdorf. Here's a three straight away, up and off, rebound, Jacobs, Benedictine back up court with the basketball. Driving down, Dubert, goes left, comes off the screen, puts up a shot, and no foul call, it comes up short. Back up the floor, and it's going to come Anna. Gosling will swing it over to the left side, it travels with the basketball, Benedictine's going to get it back, and that was great. Great defense by Lauren Dubert. Ravens back up. Running a little weave now. They'll swing it over to the left side. Right in front of the Raven bench. Benedictine going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. The pass in the middle. That was not a great pass, and the defender did a superb job of getting hand on it. Dislodged the ball in the Ringsdorf up the court. Clicked it over to the right side. A running three. Shot up. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Josie. And now they're going to say a jump ball. Possession's going to go to Grandview. We are at 8:25 to go in the third quarter. No one has put a point on the board yet since halftime. 40-35 Benedictine. The ball comes into the block, back over to the left, out on top. They swing it back around, gets it to Ringsdorf. She'll go into the lane, turning around. The shot might have been a little bit deflected by Stork. Rebounding it down is Weiser. Here comes Josie. She brings it up the floor. Outlets left side, and Lauren Dubert works her way to the right side. It'll cross over dribble, go to the left, plays off the screen, give and go, back out on top, Stork, right side, Josie. Here's KK for three, no. Rebound, slapped out on top, and recovered by Grandview. Baseball pass to the other end of Ringstorff. She doesn't have a shot. Feeds over to the right side. Uncontested three, way short. But an undefended rebound is followed up and in. Cleo Marie, 7 points. First points of the second half belong to Grandview. 45-32 Benedictine. 7.5 to go. So the Lady Ravens have not scored in 2.5 minutes. And now the cross-court pass is stolen. A bad pass by Stork and an easy layup on the other end to Josie with an unnecessary foul coming in late, chasing the ball down the floor, and she knows better. .7:21 to go, and we're going to get a timeout. This is a smart timeout. Lady Ravens have come out of the locker room, and they are not playing like they did in the first half. Coach is going to talk to him, and we're going to let him. Timeout, Joseph, at 7:21 to go in the third quarter. It is Benedictine 45, Grandview 34.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
So after having hit the bucket, drawn the foul on Josie, Cleo Murray hits the free throw, and the Raven lead has been whittled to 10. Benedict can take that timeout. It is 45-35. Right side is going to be Stork. She'll drive to the baseline, feeds it across, gets put on the floor. No foul called. Back it'll go. The shot up. Good! Nicole Stork for the first points of the second half for Benedictine. 47-35, and now Grandview, just in a mental lapse. Somebody's back there to help get the ball in play, and they nearly have to turn it over on just a silly mental mistake. But they do get it in, and they do get up the floor with it. Way up top side, now driving in the lane, a little push. You hear the crowd, the Benedictine fans saying, what's that? Now another one. And now driving in, a running shot, nope, rebound, tipped around, followed up, nope, tipped around, pulled down, Raven. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens on a 2-on-2. Josie, coast-to-coast, drives, puts up a shot. Somehow it goes in. A circus shot. It's good by Josie Weiser. She's got 12. 49-35. Benedictine right back up by 14. 6-11 to go in the third. Now the pass is going to be slapped out of bounds by Josie. Benedictine is going to get Riley Rottinghouse back into the game and to rotate out with Jennifer Jacobs. Now, quickly, another substitution, Josie. Going to come out for Michaela Bauman. And for Josie, I think it's just a matter of coach giving her just a minute to kind of catch her breath. She's been running. Grandview putting it into their baseline. They'll bring it over to the corner to Ella Larson, the conference player of the year. She's got 6 points here tonight. Now the drive across. The ball stepped in front of us, stolen away by Dubert. Raven's coming down the floor. Lauren will race down the right side. Start to cut inside, brings it back on top. Over the left side, it's going to go to Kennedy, and we're going to have an illegal screen set and a Benedictine foul. That's Michaela Bauman. Michaela's first foul. Benedictine's second third-quarter foul. Grandview has committed no foul yet in the third quarter. And for the Lady Vikings, Ella Larson brings it in. Ringsdorf works it up the floor. 5:45 to go in the third. After what seemed like just waterfalls of points in the early going of the game. Not much here. Here's a three-pointer missing and a rebound. Pulled down Dubert. Lauren will come up court with it. BC back on offense. Dubert gets it over. Bauman, topside, Nicholson. They'll work it around to the left side of Rottinghouse. Dubert backs away. Dribbles with the right hand, indicates the play with the other. slides around the right side, goes down the side of the lane. We get a contact. We get a foul. It's going to be on Grandview. And the whistle is going to be on Cleo. Cleo picking up her second foul of the evening. Or excuse me, let me pick that, her third foul. Third foul of the evening. And here comes Benedictine back on offense. Dubert slides right. In traffic. The jump shot, no. Rebound, Grandview. Here comes Larson. Ella kicks it right side. Ringsdorf into the lane. No one's with her. She lays it up and in. Ringsdorf, her first point of the game. The Lady River defense is not as sharp as it was in the first half. It's now 49-37 with 4 minutes and 40 to go in the third. Driver down the left side, Nicholson, runs, shoots, got the roll. Kennedy Nicholson on the board for the first time tonight. 51-37. Third quarter moving along pretty quickly. Four and a half to go. Baseline jump shot, three, no. Rebound, Nicholson. Kennedy finding a little spark right now. Now she will bring it up court. Left side, it goes to Dubert in front of the Raven bench. Back out on top, Bauman. Can she hit the three? No. And rebound hauled in by Ella Larson. Back up comes Grandview. This quarter has not been the Ravens' best, but they've been able to keep the Vikings at arm's length. But there, I see a three by Gosling go in. 51-40. We're inside 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Here's Nicholson. Goes left. Goes to the free throw line, comes out on top. Stork to Bauman to Dubert. Dubert holds it up, Rottinghouse. Dribbles one time, back to Michaela. Shot clock to three. Baseline jump shot, air ball short, not even close by Nicholson. Rebounding it down is going to be Grandview. They'll fly up the floor. Stutter step, no travel, baseline, runner good. Another two for Anna Gosling. She's at 17 points and it's 51-42. It is back to a single-digit game and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Benedictine as the Grandview fans find a little voice. 3:17 to go in the third. It is Benedictine 51, Grandview 42.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
The winner of this game is going to be playing the winner of the other game in the conference, which is Mount Mercy at Mid-America for the tournament championship. And right now, Mid-America, about 5 minutes almost in, has a one-point lead. Here, Benedictine. Now they're going to throw it away. Josie didn't see that pass coming at all. Bauman with a bad idea, bad pass, and Ravens give up another easy bucket. Benedictine lost his focus right now. 2:55 to go. Suddenly, it is a seven-point game, 51-44. Nicholson comes out on top. Jacobs, she'll go left. Shot blocked, and a foul called on Grandview. That was just an aggressive, I'm not going to let you take that shot, and I don't care whether I foul you or what happened here. Kind of a foul by Ella Larson. So Larson picking up her third foul. Free throw? Yeah. Jennifer Jacobs had not scored since the opening quarter. That'll be her seventh point of the game. 2:44 to go in the third. Second free throw up, in and out. Nope. Rebound. Josie comes up with it. Goes up. Gets fouled. Josie coming to the line. Grandview finding themselves now getting in a little bit of foul trouble. Officials going to allow the Ravens to make a little substitution before the free throws. Bauman coming out of the game, and Dubert is going to come back in for Benedictine. For Grandview, you're going to get Solstice back in. Larson's coming off the board. Looks a little, like a little reluctantly. Josie at the line. Yep. 13 points for Benedictine's senior out of Jeff North. She'll square it up, eye it up, send it up, get it. 14 for Josie. 54-44, Lady Ravens. Beasley's got to press a little bit defensively on this upcourt play. It'll come into the forecourt to Reagan Muddleman. Granby will drive it. Hook, and is that going to be an offensive foul? Is the ball handler reached out, and they're going to call a foul on Jennifer Jacobs. It looked like the ball handler took the free arm and raked back with the elbow and kind of hooked Jacobs, but Jennifer will have her second foul. Team fouls are even at three apiece now. Slipping, traveling, there's the whistle. Ringsdorf had driven to the left side, hit the brakes, lost the footing, travels with a basketball. That to the chagrin of the ground at 2:25 to go in the third quarter. 54-44 in Benedictine. Have the Lady Ravens weathered the storm? No. A bad pass. The easy layup on the other end is going to be good. Cleo Murray, and again the Lady Ravens with multiple errors that they were not making early in the game and that they have not made much of the year. Here comes Bergman with it. Backs in, goes up, missed it, gets run, rebound, turn, shoots, missed again. Rebound, Grandview. And then, of course, Bergman trying to get it back. You do what you know you're going to do. You pick up a foul. Riley's second. The Ravens fourth. Jennifer Jenkins out of the game. You're going to get Riley Wade back in. Also, Nicole Stork. So you got Stork and Wade out there. Who you got? Josie Weiser, Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert. There's your BC five right now. Here's a feed in the middle, pulling away. The shot no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Josie. Weiser brings it up. The Ravens do not have numbers, but a skip pass to Dubert. What a bounce pass through the lane, and Dubert finishes it. 19 for Lauren. 56-46. With a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Running shot, right side, up and no. A foul on Nicholson. And this will put Grandview at the free throw line. They'll be at the free throw line for the rest of the third quarter at the minute 26. Out of the game will go Solstice, then Claire Galbraith comes back in for Grandview. Free throw, yep. Anna Gosling. She is a good one. There's just no two ways about that. 18 points now, and this one, 19 points for Gosling. 56-48. Walking it up, Lauren. Dubert, right side. Way out on the edge, holds up the dribble, kicks it to Stork. She'll go into the lane, twist, turn, gets inside the defender. It's going to be blocked. No foul calls. Now a defender reaches in. They're going to call a jump ball. Stork goes to the floor. The official down there says, no contact, jump ball, possession, BC. With a minute 9 to go in the third quarter and 13 on the shot clock. The Lady Ravens, who lead only by 8, have it into their end. Josie Weiser to put it in. This third quarter has not been what the Ravens would have hoped it might be. Here's Josie, a long 3. Rebound. Pulled down by Grandview. Mutterman brings it up, swings it right side, Gosling. Back out on top, Cleo Murray. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Benedictine will take a lead to the fourth. Here's a 3. No, but a foul. And Gosling climbs back to her feet. And a foul on Benedictine. 47 seconds to go. Third quarter. Free throw. Yes. Anna Gosling continues to roll up points. And the scoreboard apparently has failed because I know we've got 6 tried and true people at the board, but they can't seem to make the players and foul numbers work anymore. They worked early in the game, but apparently not anymore. Here we go. Up the floor with it. Dubert. She kind of dribbles over toward Coach Folsom gets the call there. And now we got a whistle and off the ball and a foul by Grandview. Down at the baseline. Put away the foul a moment ago was Lauren Duberts. And now we will get Cleo Murray coming off the floor. That is her fourth foul. That's a big deal. Ravens are going to put it into the baseline. Duber looks it, gets it to Josie. In traffic, a crazy shot, won't go. Rebounded underneath. Well, how about Riley Wade? Where'd that come from? Riley for two. Her first points of the night. It is 58-50. 19 seconds ago, quarter three. Grandview's going to just burn it down and take a final shot. Drive it to the right. The Ravens will switch defensively. She'll back away. Buries the three. What a shot by Gosling. Ravens up the floor with two, with one. And I don't know why the pass was not made earlier. The Ravens don't get a shot away. And three quarters are done. This fourth quarter is going to be fantastic. Don't go away. After three in Des Moines, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 58, Grandview 53.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Playoff time, you just kind of get the vibe for where your players are and who are the ones you can lean on or maybe have to lean on. But if you're Grandview, it's Anna Gosling. Okay, I mean, I know Ella Larson's a player of the year. She's got 6 points tonight. Hasn't scored since the opening quarter. It's Anna Gosling, 24 points so far for Grandview, for Benedictine. It's the combination of Lauren Dubert and Josie Weiser with 19 and 14 apiece. We go to the fourth quarter. Grandview basketball, we're underway. The winner goes on to the title game. Here comes Grandview. Pull up 17-foot shot. There it is. Two more for Gosling. 26 points. 58-55. Ravens with a one possession lead. The feed underneath. Stork on the floor. Up in. Stork for two. Nicole picks up her ninth point of the game. 60-55. 9:20 to play. Into the lane. The dish over to the left side. The pass is low and it's going to be stolen by the Ravens. Benedictine coming up with a basketball. Here comes Dubert down the right side. Lauren pulls up above the arc. Feeds underneath. Stork. Looks for help. Comes back out on top to Josie. And another bad pass and another. Raven turnover down the floor. Dropping a shoulder. Shot is up. No good. Rebound, Ravens. A break for Benedictine on a Cleo Murray error. And here comes BC. So they avoided what could have been a bad trip down the court for them. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, Stork of the Raven Five. Stork comes out on top. Nicholson back to Stork. Left side to Wade. And Wade lets it bounce right off her palms and out of bounds. And the Ravens do not get a shot. 8.5 to go. 60-55, Benedictine by five. Neither team has come out exactly blazing here in the fourth quarter, but there's still 8:20 to go in the game. Lady Ravens have led for the bulk of the game. Here's a little one-handed floater. No rebound, Josie. Weiser clears it down, gets it up to Dubert. Lauren down the right side. They've got Cleo Murray teeing up Dubert right now. Here's Stork over to the left side. Comes back out on top. Riley Wade into the lane. Underhand shot. Nope. Didn't go up strong with it. Went up with the underhand shot. Far too soft and the rebound cleared away. Emma Larson will bring it all the way up the floor. She'll pull up, go three, miss it. Rebound again by Josie Weiser. Josie has been really good on the boards to go with her 14 points tonight. Seven and a half to play. Little behind the back shot, and again, Riley Wade, I don't know, that circus shot that she put up and didn't have to, misses, rebound underneath, going the other end, and a layup by Grandview and the Ravens again. Waste of possession, throw the ball away, and it is now a one-possession game again. Seven minutes to go. Josie, into the lane, charge. So Josie crashes into the lane. She'll pick up the foul. It'll be her third. It is the first fourth quarter foul by either team. And the Grandview fans fly into their feet. They want their team to get this thing tied up. 6:55 to play. It's 60-57 Lady Ravens. And it's been two very different halves. Brueggemann is back into the game now for BC. The ball out on top. It's going to be stolen by Dubert. She'll race it down the court. The defender comes up late. Dubert shakes her and scores it. Lauren with 21. 62-57. Six and a half to go. What a great play by Dubert. Not only the steal, but then eluding her defender and getting the shot down. Benedictine by five with 6:20 to go. Into the lane, no room. Back to the right. Here's a three. Looks good, is good. Ellie Ringsdorf for three. 62-60. 6 minutes left. Dubert will have it on the right side. Starts to the top. Goes to the free throw line. Little give and go to Stork. She gets pushed, no foul. Kicks it across. Brueggemann pulls up an off-balance jumper. It misses. Rebound. And a foul by Stork. .550 to go. This is what these many Grandview fans have been waiting for. They've been patient. They've been biding their time. And that time might be now. With an opportunity to take the lead for the first time since the opening minutes. Benedictine still by two with 5:40 to play. Grandview with an out on top. Ella Larson. Ella turns. Shot blocked. Got fouled. It's another foul on Stork. And I got to tell you, Nicole, exhausted. She just seems exhausted. Now coach will take her out. Josie's going to come right back into the game. Josie, Jennifer, Lauren, Brueggemann, and Nicholson. Two free throws for the tie. First one's good. And that is the first point for your conference POI since quarter number one. 62-61. And we're tied. With 5.5 to go, Grandview has come back from a 17-point deficit to tie this game. A forward of basketball. It's fun to watch Coach Storr and her assistant coaches jumping up and telling her what defense to tell her team to play. Here's Josie. Goes in and hits it and gets the foul. What a job by Josie Weiser. Took it to the left side. Knifed to the bucket. Off the window and a plus one. And that is the night for Cleo Murray. Five personal fouls for Cleo. She'll wrap up the game with 5:19 to go in the evening with 12 points. Josie's free throw buried it. 17 for Josie, and the Ravens go right back in front. 65-62. Grandview left side. to bone it down a little bit, backing it away, opening it up, trying to get in the middle a little bit now. They'll dump it over to the right side to Gosling. Coach Storrs on her feet, like she was out there playing. Here's a 12-footer, Gosling, no. Rebound, Josie! Like she had stick'em on her hands, throws that right arm out, just draws the ball in. Now Dubert, coast to coast, puts it in the bucket. Lauren with 23. The Ravens fans roaring across the way as Grandview takes a timeout. We got a timeout of the court and a long way to go. 4:45 to play in this conference game. It's Benedictine 67, Grandview 62.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Benedictine in the traveling black and red. Grandview in the home white with red. And it will be put in play from deep at the backcourt. Reagan Mudderman has come into the game. 2 points, no fouls for Reagan. And up court with it, Grandview. Benedictine will backpedal into the defensive half of the court. We're 4.5 minutes left. To the right side is going to be Mudderman. Gets it over to Ringsdorf. Back to Mudderman, steps inside, loses the handle. Ravens are going to steal it. And wait, they're going to say a whistle. And they're going to say it goes back to Benedictine. Anyways, so the Lady Ravens will have the ball. Now up five. Here comes Brueggemann. 4:20 to play in the game. Brueggemann skips it over to Josie. Josie plays off the nice screen, goes in, knifes in, draws a foul, coming to the line. And here's what's happening here. The Ravens are now attacking the basket. They've got Grandview exhausted. Josie had cut to the middle way, way, way too fast for her defender, who comes over to try to box her off late. And instead, Brianna Fields picks up the foul. Brianna Fields is the 5'11" junior from Preston, Iowa. It'll be her first foul. Josie at the line. Yeah, it's another one good. Crowd getting real quiet now as Benedictine goes back up by six. This could make it a three-possession lead. You bet it does. Josie gets them both. 68-62, Lady Ravens with 4:10 to go. Ellie Ringsdorf will skip it over to the right side of the free throw line, backing in, seeming to hurry the shot up and good. Anna Gosling plays better when she plays faster. She likes to have maybe a little less structure, just a little more go time. 68-64. Kennedy Nicholson puts it into the corner. Nice save by Brueggemann. The defender reaches in, bats her a little bit. Salsa's no foul called. Here's Dubert, doubled up defensively, into the corner. Brueggemann, can she hit that three? Does not. Rebound Josie for the bunny. It's two more. Josie Weiser. 71, fix that, 71-64, 3:22 to go. Now down the right side, the falling away shot, misses, getting her own rebound, tipped out to the Ravens, back-to-back-to-back misses for Ella Larson. Wow! Ravens walk it up the floor, 3 minutes to play. BC with a ball leading at 71-64. Dubert gets it over to JJ. Top of the key, right side, Brueggemann. Brueggemann attacks, crosses over, falls away, pulls up, missed it. Rebound, Salsa. Up the left side is going to come Ringsdorf. She'll cut to the middle. Stops, spins, slides, travels. Raven basketball. And again, like we had seen in the second quarter, the body language of Grandview, the obvious is physical exhaustion. I'm sure the mental exhaustion probably even worse. They are struggling now. With 2 minutes and 29 seconds in the game, rapidly moving toward the conclusion. Ravens have the ball up 71-64. They'll, again, now spread it out, run some motion. Josie left side, top side JJ. Back over goes to Dubert. They're in no hurry to get this shot airborne. Josie underneath. Hook turn, spin, shoot, gets fouled. They will say not a shooting foul, so the Ravens will be putting it in down to the baseline. It is the first foul of the game for Ellie Ringsdorf. It is team foul three, and the Ravens will bring it back in. 20 more seconds to run off the clock. We're inside 2 minutes to play. Top side, driving left. Dubert, give her two and give her one at the free throw line. What a job, and the Ravens have worked the left side of that lane all night long. They have attacked it. They have cut to the middle. They have beaten the defender down that side, and time again, it's been a plus one. So here we go. Lauren, free throw. That one does not go in. Rebound, Jennifer Jacobs, and they're going to say Josie underneath looking for the rebound, picked up a foul. Josie Weiser, is that her fourth? Yes. Four fouls for Josie Weiser. 1:57 to play. 73-64, Ravens up nine. Back with the basketball. It's going to be Gosling. If this Grandview team's got any hope, it's got to be on Gosling. Here's a shot underneath, missed again. And on the rebound, we get a foul. It's going to be on the floor, and it's going to go back to Grandview. And Ella Larson, if Benedict had one person that they had to make bullseye on in the game plan to just make sure that this player doesn't beat you, it had to be on Ella Larson because she has not beaten. And the conference player of the year, 6 points in the opening quarter, nothing in the second quarter, nothing in the third quarter, two free throws in the fourth. She's got eight. And at the free throw line, she misses the first one. A moment ago, she missed back-to-back-to-back shots, and she kept getting her own rebound and following it up. Layups, couldn't get him to fall. Just a hard night for her. This free throw, she will hit. And with that free throw, we're going to get a Grandview timeout. Vikings have a big hill to climb. The Ravens looking to put together what will be a fantastic last minute 39 to go. Timeout on the floor. Benedictine 73, Grandview 65.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the flamethrower or the backyard bacon ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the peppermint hot cocoa blizzard, the French silk pie blizzard, or the frozen hot chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Tyson Arena in Des Moines, Iowa, on the campus of Grandview University. We're down to the last minute 39 to play in this semifinal game of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament. And the Lady Ravens are in front 73-65. This is a matchup, a pairing of the numbers 2 and 3 seeds in the conference. The winner of this game will go on to play the winner of Mount Mercy and Mid-America, a game going on right now down in Olathe. And that game has Mid-America leading it by 15 in the second quarter. Ravens against the full court pressure, easily into the forecourt. Left side, Dubert passes up a shot she would normally have taken to bring it back out on top again, and the Lady Ravens are going to run some clock. Minute 20 to go. Here's Josie, and we get a foul. I'm not sure who I would want to foul out there for Benedictine. Pretty sure not Josie Weiser. It is going to be the third foul by Brianna Fields. Oh, no. Now all the Grandview players are pointing to Nicole Stork, and now the officials are all confused. minute 22 to go. And, of course, the fans continue to help the officials. Minute 22 to go. And they're going to send the teams to their respective sidelines. Now, yeah, I know you can hear the fans because they're like, I don't know, a foot and a half away from where we're sitting, Joseph. They would like a technical foul. But what they are insinuating is that Benedictine intentionally put Josie at the free throw line so it would not be Nicole. Well, frankly, when the play happened, I was immediately under the impression that it was, in fact, Josie who had been fouled. And when the whistle was blowing, Josie had the ball in her hand. So now the crew goes over and they will review, and it will be Nicole Stork come to the line for two free throws. So let's see if Nicole, who is one of two at the line tonight, puts the first one in and out. So she could not capitalize. She got a sheepish grin. She's like, doggone it. Wanted to show him a thing or two, but she's got one more shot to do that. Second free throw, perfect. So Stork will get one of the two. She's got 10 points, and it's 74-65. Minute 18 to go. No time to spare. Quick three launch. Way short. Rebound Josie. Here comes Weiser up the court. And finally, they're going to foul her. And she was the only Raven in that half of the fourth. I'm kind of thinking it will be Josie shooting now. 1:11 to go. Raven fans across the way. Edge of the seat. Weiser with 21 points. First one, yes. Josie looking for another one. Got really quiet. Free throw's really good. It's now 76-65. And we're going to get a timeout of the Raven fans coming to life. They are feeling it. With a minute 10 to go, we'll take it a break. It's Benedictine 76, Lady Viking 65.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
We're here in Des Moines with a minute 10 to go in the ball game, and what a game it has been. This thing started out nip and tuck, went back and forth. No one had more than a two-point lead until the last 3 minutes of the opening quarter when the Ravens took a four-point lead for a moment. Then the second quarter happened, and the Ravens found some space. They found their groove, if you will. They got the rhythm going. They put together a 17-point lead in the second quarter, only to see Grandview come back, tie the game, but they could never take a lead. Now, moments are getting away from them. Benedictine, less than a minute away now from going to the championship game of the tournament. Here's driving into the lane. Their hook shot up, no good. Rebound off the floor, Bergman. How hard will Grandview push this thing now? Down 9 with 49 seconds left. They're still fouling. This foul in the backcourt is going to be on Ellie Ringsdorf. It'll be her second. And for Grandview, we'll mention it as we conclude the game, but Anna Gosling certainly gave it everything she had here tonight. 28 points so far tonight. The free throw is going to be up and good. Lauren Dubert is going to be the Lady Ravens' leading scorer here this evening. That is her 26th point now. She'll get a couple of them. 78-65. We gotta get another timeout. Yes. Grandview is gonna take another timeout. And it's gonna be a short one. So let's hang on to it right here, Joseph. We've been wearing you out with the back and forth. Here's what I gotta remind you. Now, the guys are just going to have to bear with us. And you know what? I think I'm going to even kind of share a little recap of this with our guys, because immediately after this game, we're going to be joining the High School Basketball Scoreboard Show. Is there some regional games going on around and things and stuff? And they love keeping you up to date with stuff on a Friday night. So do not go away. Joseph's going to be camped down, and the guys from the mothership bringing you the High School Basketball Scoreboard Show, and it's going to be the High School Scoreboard Show plus this college game. I'll just make a little asterisk, a little addendum, if I may. 49 seconds to play. Looking to bring the ball in. Here comes Grandview. Ravens lead 78-65. Hook shot from the left. It's up and good. Ella Larson. Where has she been? 78-67. And a quick foul by Grandview. They are not going to throw in the towel on this. So why should you, right? You only get to this semifinal game once. This is a historic moment for both of these programs, one of whom is going to be propelled into the championship game. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be held in Olathe. Free throw, Brueggemann, no. Hits the back of the rim, comes right back to her. Bradley Brueggemann, 5 points, two fouls. Second free throw, in, out, nope, rebound, pulled down by Grandview. And do we get another Raven foul? Or are we getting a Grandview timeout? We're going to get a Grandview timeout. Here's why we're staying here, Joseph. Here's why Coach Stewart calls a timeout. Is she really putting together some remarkable strategy? I don't know. Trailing by 11 with 42 seconds left. This is a tall order. Not impossible. Stranger things have happened. What she's really doing is advancing the ball. She's going to get that ball up to midcourt. She's going to have a chance to get her players positionally situated down the floor so they're not having to fast break down and then get themselves into the set for the offense so they'll be able to put it in play. Grandview has committed, and Benedictine now has committed the maximum number of fouls. So at every foul, there will be free throws shot. So we're at that juncture of the game. Grandview 23-6, Benedictine 22-7 coming into the game tonight. Ringsdorf, Fields, Gosling, Larson, and Salsett. For the Ravens, Nicholson, Brueggemann, Dubert, Weiser, and Stork. Here we go. Putting it in play is going to be Ella Larson. Comes out on top. Gosling feeds in the middle. It's going to be batted away. Here comes Josie. She'll come up the floor, and gets fouled at midcourt. Let's see. I suspect it's going to be on Ringsdorf. No, it is going to be on Ella Larson, and your conference player of the year has just fouled out. And she has ended the season with the exception of a likely bid into the national tournament. Fouling out with 35 seconds to go. The free throw by Josie is up and good. 11 points tonight for Ella Larson. Josie, on the other hand, still rolling up points. Second free throw. Yeah, sure, why not? Give them both to her. 80-67. What a great return trip to Des Moines for the Lady Ravens. 3-point shot, not close. Rebounding it down is going to be Kennedy. Nicholson walks it up. The shot clocks off. The Raven fans rising to their feet across the way. The Benedictine team greeting one another out on the floor. Grandview is going to concede, and your final score tonight, Benedictine 80, Grandview 67, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine.
tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the Pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The Pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as debt. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Well, as I alluded to earlier, a historic night for the Benedictine Lady Raven basketball team as they will advance down to the championship of the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason tournament with a resounding win here tonight over Grandview, 80-67. And by the way, as you do when you're at home and you have not won, that score has quickly been zeroed off the scoreboard. Let's take a look at how this thing shook out. First of all, for Grandview, leading scorer in the game, she was spectacular tonight. Anna Gosling, can't say enough about how she played. 28 points for Gosling tonight. Cleo Murray had 14 and double figures also for Ella Larson, who ended up with 11. 5-9 for Ellie Ringsdorf. Brown and Fields 4. Claire Galbraith 3-2 for Reagan Mutterman. For Benedictine, I tell you, you can't get a much better 1-2 punch than Lauren Dubert's 27 and Josie Weiser's 25. Those two ladies combined for 52 points tonight. Throw in double digits for Nicole Stork as well, who had 10. Also for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs, 7 points this evening. Riley Brueggemann with 5. 2 apiece. Kennedy Nicholson, Riley Wade, Riley Roddinghouse. So for the Lady Ravens, tremendous offense this evening. And for Benedictine, they just did everything well. And that's the only way you win. Great games against excellent teams. And especially on the road at this time of the season, you have to play well. And that's exactly what they did tonight. Benedictine, 29 of 53 shooting the basketball, 55% from the floor, including 6 of 17 from outside. And at the free throw line, 16 of 22. Now, I'm just going to tell you, at the free throw line, they had that little hoo-ha out there for a minute with trying to get Josie Weiser to not be shooting free throws and get Nicole up there. Well, that's because Josie, 9 of 9 at the free throw line, they did not want to see her up there, and wisely not. What a great night for Josie at the free throw line, 9 of 9 this evening. She was 7 of 12 from the floor. So that is how that all went. Grandview ended up with 16 turnovers this evening to Benedictine's 14, and the Ravens out-rebounded the Lady Vikings 31-26. Other pertinent numbers, Benedictine, and this is part of the team game, 17 assists. One of the things I know the coach is going to be very proud of his team, the extremely unselfish way they played, not just tonight, they played like this all season. Again, you do not get 23 wins without playing team ball and sharing that ball and you know, not really caring who does it, as long as somebody does it. And that's where all those assists are about. 17 assists tonight for Benedictine. Also, 7 steals of the basketball. And that's quite a few. I mean, when you can take as good a team as Grandview and take the ball away from them 7 times with steals, outstanding play. And you force Grandview into fouling 20 times tonight. And in the process, having 2 of their players, Ella Larson and Cleo Murray, both foul out of the game here this evening. So here comes Coach. We're going to get him hop up here for a minute. Hey, Coach, let's see if we can fire this thing up and you don't fall off of these bleachers up here, if you don't mind. Take your time. Do we have it there?
No, nope, not yet.
You don't hear me?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm hey. Yeah, no, yeah, a little bit. Good enough.
Went off.
So I hate when that happens. I know what it is. That one ear? Anything?
It's off and on. I can hear now.
Good enough.
Yep, that works.
We can make it happen?
That works, yep.
Gee, Coach, what do I start with? Like, congratulations. What a tremendous team. Those ladies were fantastic tonight.
They were, you know, played with all kinds of heart, all kinds of grit, played well together. Just played on both ends of the floor, offense, defense, really played great basketball tonight.
I was making a couple of notes as the game went on and hoped that I would get a chance to talk to you, but my very first note was, and it was made early in the game, and it continued all night, extraordinary defense.
Yes.
You know, I thought the defense was just off the rails.
It really was. You know, I mean, we were talking out there, we were guarding, we were keeping them in front of us, you know, doing a good job contesting the three. I mean, just playing great team basketball out there on the defensive side, so... Yeah, it was a great team effort, and, you know, that's been the last time we played, and we played pretty good D in Atchison, but we couldn't put the ball in the ocean. So tonight, shots were falling, and we got the result we wanted.
Early in the game, you could feel the electricity, the tension. Everybody knew how important it was. Neither team could take much of a lead. Nobody got up by more than 2 for the longest time. Then you guys got up by 4, but it just was so tight early on. And then in the second quarter, what happened? You guys started to forge a lead. Was there something that happened to make that happen?
Well, I think we went to a little bit of press, which kind of slowed them down and got a few turnovers for us, which helped us, you know, in there in that second quarter. You know, and that led to some stops, which gave us opportunities to come down and score. And then Lauren really got hot there for a bit, too, in that period. You know, she had some nice drives and hit a couple threes and kind of got us going there on the offensive side.
Coach, you know, when you got a Lauren Dubert out there and, you know, you look at her to score. I mean, certainly you're going to have your guard score, but she's not really the scoring guard that, you know, you're going to maybe have an off guard, maybe score a little more than her, but 27, that's just phenomenal.
I know, right? She's leading us this year. She's our leading scorer. You know, she's also our leader in assists. She's also our leader in steals, and she's 3rd on the team in rebounding. So
but
she kind of does
good.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, right.
Good.
And she got named first team all conference today,
yeah.
So congrats there, yes. Yep, and Josie Weiser as well was named first team all conference, and she had a great game too tonight.
Yeah, Josie right behind her with 25 points and 9 of 9 at the free throw line. And late in the ballgame, they were not wanting to see her at the free throw line.
Exactly. You know, she was getting there, attacking the basket, and she had an and-one. And yeah, and then that late, they're fouling her in the open court. And yeah, she's a 90-some% free throw shooter, so we definitely want her on the line when the game's on the line.
I felt like what part of your game plan was, and I never know what a game plan is going to be. I just kind of see what finally happens, because sometimes what happens isn't what the plan was. But I felt like part of the plan was get Larson to be less impactful. And ultimately, 6 points in the first quarter for her, nothing in the second, nothing in the third, and then a few free throws in a bucket very late in the game. She ends up fouling out, and she turned out to not be a factor. She's the conference player of the year. You really did a great job on her.
We really did. Nicole Stork, you know, we put her on there, and she did a great job on her all night, you know, making her work for everything. And then as we rotated different players in and out, whoever was on her did a nice job. But, you know, that's the key with Grandview. They've got 3 great scorers, and they do most of the work. So if you can stop one of them, it gives yourself a chance. And tonight that was the key where you know, we were able to stop Larson a little bit, slow her down, and all 3 of them weren't going off tonight.
17 assists for a team. You always like to see that team element. This is something that you've exhibited all year long. You've been, and I talked about it during the broadcast, it's a very unselfish team. It's like, I don't care who does it, as long as somebody does it.
Right. You know, and that was a goal of our team this year, is we wanted to lead the league in assists, you know, and we do. Right now we're averaging 18 and a half assists a game. We're number one in the conference. So, you know, for that to be a goal of ours, you know, that tells you who we are and what our team's about, and playing unselfishly and finding the open player and making the extra pass.
Something else that tells me something about this team and the character it has is, see all those people over there?
Yep.
All those fans are still hanging out here, and they should be there enjoying this. This is a historic moment for this club, you know, and the following that you had up here. It'd be easy to sit at home and, you know, turn on the radio once in a while, get the score, and then, you know, do something else. But they came, you know, 3 or 4 hours, and from some of them, lots more than that, to be here and support this team, and they've done it all year.
Yes, we have great, great fan support, great parents, families that travel everywhere for our team, and yeah, that's kind of the nature of our program. Again, is we try to create a family amongst our players and amongst all the parents, and we've got great parents that support our young ladies everywhere we go, and that's just awesome. But I would say that if they couldn't make it, listening to you would be the second best thing. So
close enough, Coach. And now you're going to get them to pack up again, and I'm just going to say I've been watching this score. We'll be down in a late
game. That's what we anticipated. So, yeah, you know, we'll be excited to get a rematch there. You know, it has been a while since we played them, so I think our ladies will be excited for that opportunity and a chance to win a conference championship.
Going to take a day off tomorrow, or what do you – How are we going to get there?
I think we need a little day of rest, you know, since we've already played, you know, on Tuesday. That was a different kind of week, so we practiced Wednesday, Thursday, great for today. So probably wide, you know, so we have our legs under us for Monday, and then Sunday we can get ourselves with our game plan and ready to go for the game.
And the game is?
It's going to be at 7, I believe, right? At 7 at Olathe on Monday night.
On Monday night. 7 o'clock, give us somebody tell something like this game.
Right.
I saw like 3 different start times.
I appreciate them doing a little earlier for us so we can get home a little earlier tonight. But I'm anticipating that the conference championship will be run at 7. You know, they'll be setting up their ESPN and their TV and all that for that. So I'm sure. And then it's not a far trip for us. So 7 o'clock is what I'm anticipating.
Coach, congratulations! An outstanding game and an outstanding game plan, well executed. My only suggestion now is these players are not going to be in any hurry to go home. You need to go out there and enjoy this with them and your family and their families.
Yep, for sure. You know, yep, a great win. And like I said, we got one more to go.
We'll be there.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
You bet. Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens, is Benedictine coming away with an impressive win here this evening in Des Moines. That's going to wrap it up from here. Don't go far. High School Basketball Scoreboard Show coming right up. Final score again tonight. Benedictine 80, Grandview 67. Can we reach you next time for Iron Man Joseph in the studio? Tom Counts here in Des Moines. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.